Former President Barack Obama enacted DACA in 2012 after Congress failed to pass immigration reform. It allowed people like 20-year-old Yolma Lopez, brought here as a 3-year-old child, to work and attend school if they provided information about where they live and go to school. As long as they stayed out of trouble, they were protected from deportation. Lopez is studying to be an art therapist at DSU, but now she and hundreds of thousands face deportation when their work permits expire next year. The federal government will only renew permits expiring by March 5th of next year, and it will only consider new applications already in. DACA recipients also can't re-enter the U.S. if they leave. Lopez says she's scared because the government knows where her family lives. She worries immigration enforcement will deport her and her brothers and parents, who are all undocumented.
But without DACA, you know, we won't have our driver's license, our social security, we won't have the ability to keep ourselves safe, keep our jobs, stay, safe with our families. That's going to be, like, the truth of it. We won't be safe.
Ana Arana's parents brought her from Mexico when she was 4 years old. The DSU sophomore is studying public health and wants to work for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention if she's allowed to stay.
One thing I know for certain is that I'm going to continue to fight with my education and I'm going to continue to do the best that I can, but I'm scared for my mom, myself, my family.
Senator Tom Carper says he'll work to protect Dreamers through legislation. He calls the decision to send young people working or in school to countries they've never been before short-sighted and cruel. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.